one of the recent great Raider running backs. Napoleon Kaufman joins us on the official Raiders podcast. And Napoleon, thanks for doing this. And great that we can get you on before the Kansas City game. Raiders got big momentum at 10-2. You got to love what you're seeing with this team on the field.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, just the way they're playing, man, I tell you, it's been tremendous. I mean, you see the fruit of these guys' hard work and dedication to their craft. And, man, and you know me, I don't like the Chiefs at all. So I'm looking forward to a great game, man.
Talk about that, the rivalry game and what it meant to you, who had a great run with the Raiders when you had to travel two time zones to Kansas City, the crowded Arrowhead, and how difficult of a matchup it is to play there.
Well, it is tough, man. The fans are right there on top of you. You've got, obviously, they've got, good teams. And then sometimes the weather, inclement weather, you got stuff like that going on. So it makes it for a tough outing. But, you know, I'm liking our chances with this team. And I think the kids also know, they understand the ramifications here and how important this game is, because it really is a rivalry game.
Napoleon Kaufman's our guest. The way they got here, and Napoleon, if you look at this season this year, a lot of dramatic wins. We often talk about the first game going for two at New Orleans, the overtime game, almost five quarters in Tampa Bay. Talk to me about the Buffalo comeback. After Buffalo came out at halftime and scored again easily and expanded that lead, the Raiders score 29 unanswered points to win that game. Talk about a momentum builder going into Kansas City. That last game against Buffalo was brilliant.
Yeah, it was great, you know, but to me, I'm a little concerned because I don't like always having to fight back from being down. You know, that is something that in my mind, I am kind of, you know, processing. But I think that it does show a lot of character in this team, and you need that type of heart condition as you start getting down into the playoffs and getting ready to close the season. At least we've got some character and some grit and some fight about us. But, man, I wouldn't mind winning by 20 or 30 points one of these times, bro.
It's nice to put games away early, no doubt about it. Hey, Napoleon, what do you think about this rushing attack? Because the game against Denver was a game that the Raiders imposed their will on the Broncos. Sunday Night Football, the whole country saw it. But then it's kind of been a struggle. Latavius Murray in the red zone has been a beast. But I like now with DeAndre Washington when he plays, especially Jalen Richard and Olawale and his ability to break a big play. I mean, they got guys when they're going wide with Cooper and Crabtree and Rivera at tight end or Walford. They got receivers out of the backfield like when you used to play, backs who can catch the ball and make plays down. Field.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's really exciting to watch them play the brand of football that they're playing because, quite frankly, they're balanced. You know, you don't know if you're going to get hit with the uppercut or with the right hook. You know, you don't know what's coming, but it makes it good when you have a group of running backs that have different, they're a little bit different. Like me and Tyrone, you know, we played, he was the more of the banger, and then I would come in and, you know, break off a long run. It really does keep the defense off balance. And I think teams, as you can see, they're struggling with that. And then our quarterback is just playing excellent. So we got a great attack. But down the stretch, we have to run the ball. You know this, JT. We got to run the ball down the stretch. If we don't do that, we may find ourselves in trouble in January, man.
Napoleon Kaufman is our guest, Raider legend, big part of the team still. We'll get into that momentarily. But I think it's critical now, and you know this from your run with the Raiders. What is it like when you're in the middle of something like this that is happening? You have forward momentum. Everybody's on the same page. Everything is clicking, and you have the opportunity to go to the next level. Do you look towards your coaches? Do you look towards the GM, or do you just look towards each other in that locker room and say, guys, I don't know how we got to 10-2, but we're here. Now we got to knock down another wall.
Yeah, I think the big thing is just the leadership. You know, I think for me, you know, we had Tim Brown, Rich Gannon. We had guys that had been around the league. They were vets, and they knew how to keep us focused down the stretch. You know, with Coach Del Rio, obviously being a former player, he understands the process too, and the staff. They got a lot of guys over there that are former players. So I think mentally these guys are going to be ready. They showed the character to fight back. And it was just for me when we played, it was Tim Brown. It was Rich Gannon. It was those guys, the old veterans that kept us going and pressing towards that mark.
Napoleon, I look at this team and I see balance and I see explosiveness, but I see a defense from time to time that gives up a big play or plays in spurts and stretches. Just touch on Ken Norton Jr., the defensive principles of Jack Del Rio and how they get better. You know, DJ Hayden is gone for the year. Nate Allen came in for Carl Joseph. What's it like when you're on a team and it's late in the season and it's next man up?
Well, I mean, you got it. I mean, it is. I mean, these guys are getting paid a lot of money to get out there, and this is a performance business. So I think in the locker room and this around the team, and you just see it, guys understand, hey, next man up, you got to play. We got to get out there. And I think the big thing is, just like we have to run the ball down the stretch, we have to stop the run down the stretch. Everybody's getting tired. Everybody's kind of falling apart. Their bodies are, you know, we're getting to the end. Okay, what team is going to do the grunt work? And I think for us, if we could stop the run, if we could just do, just continue to stop the run down the stretch, I think we're going to be fine, JT. I really do.
We're wrapping it up with Napoleon Kaufman. I see on your Twitter, the official Twitter of Napoleon Kaufman, at Napoleon Kaufman, pastor of the Well Christian Community. And I like when athletes and individuals, former pros, talk about their faith. I talk to Derek Carr every week. This week it was about the Oakland warehouse fire, where he is praying for everyone. You are a leader in your faith within the community. Let's touch on, not from a football perspective, but when you hear about the Oakland warehouse fire, all the people that were lost and all the families, Napoleon, who are suffering right now, and how they can lean on their faith.
Well, yeah, obviously I pastor out here in the Bay Area. And so I, on a day-to-day basis, I'm inundated with a lot of things that are going on, not only within my church, but within the culture, and our church phones are getting calls for various things. So when you hear something like this, once again, it's just a terrible tragedy to see people lose their lives like this in those circumstances. And I don't even want to let my mind go to a place where you think about what these people were thinking about when they're fired. I mean, it's just terrible. And I think the biggest thing for us right now is, I know as a church, I mean, obviously we're praying for families, we're praying for people, but then also, how can you get your boots on the ground in the community and continue to be a blessing to people that are looking for help and quite frankly, looking for answers. And our faith, my faith in Jesus Christ, is what, and you guys is well documented, that is where my faith is released in the Lord. And so we're just really encouraged to be able to have a place where people can go to get to know the Lord and find some comfort in times like this when they have need, man.
What is your role with the team now, your relationship with the owner, obviously the coaching staff, because I often see you there on the sidelines, and with the opportunity to grow with this team going forward, what are your plans for the future?
Well, I have been the team chaplain there for the last four seasons, so I am very grateful to be around the program. I have a great relationship with Mark and with Mr. Davis and not only him, but you know, the head coach and Reggie McKenzie's a member of my church. So we get an opportunity to really be a blessing to the families, not only just the players, but the whole families. And Mark Davis has given me an open door. So I love being able to come to some of the games and be there and pray with the guys and try to be a blessing the best way I can.
You mean so much to the community and the Raider Nation. Thanks so much for doing this. I'll see you soon.
Thanks a lot, JT. Keep up the great work, too, man. You know I love you, bro.
Thanks, Napoleon. Appreciate it.